Hi, everybody. Terry Brown at Bass Fan Radio. With me is Sam Heaton. Sam, you know, I see you on TV. I see you running around the country at all the tournaments and all that kind of stuff. Minn Kota's been in your blood for quite a while.
Yeah, I've been with Minn Kota since 1986, and I really like doing radio because I have a perfect face for radio, you know. I've been with Minn Kota quite a while, and I enjoy the fishing industry, enjoy the sport of fishing, so it's been a great fit for me.
Well, you know, you're also kind of a cut-up. You know, I see you with Jimmy Houston or some of these guys. You know, I'm waiting for you to push somebody in the lake. You haven't done that yet. But, you know, the new Minn Kota product has just been phenomenal, and you guys are out there just trying to raise the bar every day.
Yeah, we've got our new Maxim Pro series that has the lift assist in it, which actually takes out 50% of the effort that it takes to deploy and stow that motor. It's the greatest thing for anybody that's got gray hair in their head. They got to have one of those.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the 101. You know, that's a Pro Maxim series. That's one a lot of the pros are using. You know, it's a 36-volt motor.
Right.
Talk about that, you know, the development of that and some of the things. That lift assist is one thing, but having that good zip on the end of the shaft there makes it important as well.
Well, sure. Our 36-volt motor is the most efficient motor that we have. It has enough power so you can cut through any weed line, any weed bed. You know, it's great, but it also has... it's very power efficient. In other words, it has the maximizer in it where it takes 40% less power to run it, and it runs all day long. You don't have to worry about running out of battery life when you have that with the 101. You know, I like them. It takes a lot of battery for it. The power to thrust ratio on the 101 is real good. Of course, the 84-pound thrust motor, you know, the 80-pound thrust motor, they have good power efficiency. They have the maximizer in them also, but it just doesn't have that extra horsepower to cut through those weeds like the 101 does.
Well, you zip from pocket to pocket, or if you're cutting through the weeds, a lot of those kind of things. Now, you look at one of the things about Minn Kota, it's always had a great reputation of their durability, you know, that ability to be able to get through the rough times, some of that kind of stuff. That's not gone away either.
Yeah. Well, we have the composite shaft. You know, the composite shaft, we went to the composite shaft a number of years ago, and it's been the best thing that we ever did. It's so durable. It really quietens the motor down. It is indestructible. All the composite shafts have a lifetime warranty on them. It really makes the motor a powerful motor. Of course, then we came out with a 360 breakaway where you can actually, if you run into an obstacle from any angle on the 360, it breaks away. But the most important thing to me is a bass angler is that motor reseating itself so that I don't have to lay over the front of the boat in rough water and try to loosen the hinges and put that motor back down in position and tighten everything back up. It reseats itself after it breaks away, and, you know, all those things together combined make that motor, you know, the most durable and longest lasting motor out there in the industry.
I got another one. It's been a bugaboo for 30 years. It's gone away now. Is the transducer built into the foot of the motor? You know, it used to be we had a hose clamp or something tied into the end of the motor. Now you can build that right in, and with the relationship with Humminbird, that makes it really slick.
Sure. You know, the universal sonar has been a big hit for us. It's been a big feature. You know, not only are we compatible with Humminbird, which we own now, we're compatible with all the five major locator companies or sonar companies in the United States. And the way we did that, our transducer has such a wide range of kilohertz in it that it can operate with a lot of different type units. And, you know, it's great that you don't have the coax, you know, outside the shaft. You don't have to do band that transducer on the foot of the motor. I mean, you know, how many guys have tore off transducers? You know, we sell a lot of transducers, but the universal sonar has really made it a lot neater package, a lot more efficient package, and we get a very, very strong signal out of the universal sonar, especially with the Humminbird units.
Let's talk a little bit about the pro game a little bit. You know, you've been around this thing for as long as anybody has, and the evolution of the pro game and what you have to do to be involved in it from like a Minn Kota's perspective or a Humminbird's perspective, we just keep ratcheting up the bar, don't we?
Yeah, the professional fishing has really made a huge, huge jump. You know, the guys are fishing for more money. They're celebrities. They go into places. They sign autographs. You know, they have a huge fan following. And all that's great for me to see. You know, I enjoy seeing that. I remember, you know, I fished the first bass tournament in 1967 on Table Rock Lake. And it just, you know, we were a bunch of guys fishing back then. Now they're celebrities just like race car drivers. And you know, movie stars, soccer players, baseball players, the sport of bass fishing, the game of bass fishing has really grown. And by doing that, I really think that it has enhanced the sport of fishing. You know, I want to make sure that we always keep the sport of fishing dear to our hearts. Because, and I don't care who you are or what you do, in no other sport can you be 8 years old or you be 80 years old. An old man, a young woman, a young girl, a cheerleader, a gymnast. You can be anything you want to be. And you have the same expectations at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, that you had, you know, when you were a kid. So it is the greatest sport in the world. You know, it keeps you close to nature. You know, we are certainly a lot more ecology aware, you know, environmentally aware of what's going on now, but because of the sport of fishing. And I'm just, you know, I'm very fortunate, very blessed to get to participate in the sport of fishing. And you know, somebody asked me the other day, said, how long are you going to do this? I said, you know, I'm going to do it till I can't do it anymore, man. It's the best job in the world. Why would I ever want to do anything else?
Well, you know, when you think about this thing, too, the other thing is you got great engineers, you got all this stuff going on with the technology, but a lot of that comes out of the fact that the anglers can say, yeah, I wish this did this, or I wish that we could get it to do this. I mean, a lot of the innovation comes from the guys out on the fishing rod.
Well, you know, our pro staff at Minkona and Hummingbird has been instrumental in our new product development. I mean, we take guys like Alton Jones, Roland Martin, you know, Rick Murphy, Ed Zayak. We take those guys' ideas, and we have a forum every year where we bring them in, and we have a blue sky session. You know, and we look at what's going to happen 5 years down the road, 6 years down the road, and we take those, and the engineers are right there with us, right there in that conversation, and they take what we're talking about and actually put it into a tangible product. And, you know, some of them work, some of them don't work. But it's striving to come up with new innovation. The reason Minn Kota is so successful in the sport of fishing is innovation. There is nothing you can compare to innovation to keep you on top of the pile. You got to have that innovation and give the angler what he needs to be a better angler.
Well, Sam, I expect to see you on TV some more. I expect to see you at events every time I go. I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.